Today we celebrate at least two major feasts, but there are others besides. But the ones in which I will just say a few words are St. Peter Chrysologus, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. He was born at Imola in the province of Emilia in Italy, and even as a little boy he showed signs of devotion. Now his family was not originally Catholic, but nevertheless when they did become Catholic, they became extremely devout and very much imbued with the liturgy and the things of the Church. St. Peter was sent to learn philosophy and theology and law, and then he went to serve the bishop of Imola, and when he, of course, assisted him, he became very much his assistant, and of course the bishop had his eye on him, that he had much promise, which indeed he did. And so when the bishop of Ravenna died, the bishop sent him to Rome to the Holy Father, and the Holy Father took a look at him and talked with him and saw his devotion and his service at the altar. By then, I think he was a deacon. And so the Holy Father decided that the recommendation he had received from his bishop was proper and right. And so he decided to ordain him a priest and consecrate him bishop and sent him back to the Archdiocese of Ravenna, which in the ancient church was in Italy the second diocese after Rome, because it was where the Greeks were, and they still had a good bit of control over the whole church. St. Peter got there and he began to make reforms and open churches and monasteries and so forth. There were no seminaries yet, not for another 1,000 years, and that's hard for us to accept, but that's the way it was. And then he or his assistants would train those who would eventually be ordained priests. In the meantime, he preached against all the heresies of the day. Arianism was still hanging around. In the meantime, Eutychianism had come in, which tried to explain the dual reality of Christ, that he was true God and true man, but instead of holding on to the proper and orthodox faith of the church, he mixed it all up, and it was awful, incredible, in such a way that also the Blessed Mother was sort of left out. She was not even there for the most part. So St. Peter Chrysologus, who wrote many beautiful sermons, which we still have, on the Immaculate Conception and the Annunciation and her acceptance of the Word of God from the Archangel Gabriel, he served to restore the true faith in regard to the true nature of Christ, true God and true man, and the Blessed Mother was not only the mother of the human nature, but the mother of the person who has two natures, Jesus Christ. Another saint, and of course, you cannot be a saint without a lot of suffering and pain, so, you know, that's the way it is. So if you have pain and suffering, count yourself blessed. But another saint whom we celebrate today is the young virgin and martyr, Saint Barbara. In addition to being one of the 14 holy helpers, and she is a patroness of and helper of those who suffer lightning strikes and fires and so forth, St. Barbara, whose father was a pagan, but he loved her very deeply, jealously so. Sometimes a jealous love is not a true love. And so anyway, he went on a trip, and he didn't want anybody to get near her, so he built a tower for her so nobody could get near her. But God has his ways, and he sent him a priest, a saintly priest, who taught her the faith and baptized her. And when the father arrived back, he was astounded that she had become a Catholic, and she was furious. So he, first of all, killed the priest, and then destroyed all the sacred images of Christ and Mary and the saints, and then he took her, and when she still refused to accept the pagan religion which he had left, he took his sword and cut off his head with his own hand. So, however atrocious as that may be, it's no different from the many parents in today's world that are, through contraception and fertilization and abortion, killing their children, not with a sword, but with other means. So St. Barbara perhaps could also be invoked for these things. But she is celebrated on this day, the 4th day of December, and we look to her and pray to her for all those who are suffering from all these things, and especially for all those ladies who have the name of Barbara. And so we give thanks to God for her great testimony and for her suffering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.